Hi, Odyssey fans. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine.
And I'm Bob, senior editor with Plugged In.
And welcome to the November 17th, 2010 edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Jesse, why are you eating in the studio?
Oh, I'm celebrating, Bob. Happy Homemade Bread Day.
And what does Homemade Bread Day have to do with Adventures in Odyssey?
Well, nothing, I guess. I'm just ready for the holidays. You know, with Thanksgiving and Christmas just around the corner, I thought I'd get an early start with the celebrating.
Sure.
And as soon as I heard about Homemade Bread Day, well, I just couldn't stop thinking about my wife's homemade bread. The smells of warm, baking, fresh bread just fills the house. And I had to bring some in. Have a bite.
Oh, sounds good, but I better wait until the show's over. We've got to keep our noses to the grindstone.
Oh, I see. You're still celebrating National Cliché Day from a few podcasts ago.
Anyway, first up today, we have an interview with Adam Wiley, the actor who plays Ryan Cummings on Adventures in Odyssey. He was on last weekend's show, The Owl Napping, and he's back on this weekend's show, Square One. And, of course, he's the mayor of Kidsboro.
He's also acted in other shows and movies, too, such as Touched by an Angel, Avatar the Last Airbender, and The Swan Princess.
Well, let's hear what he had to say. Adam, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us on the podcast today.
Hey, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Terrific. Some of the people in our cast at Adventures in Odyssey have actually compared the work they do there in the studio with theater because all the actors perform together. How do you compare the two?
Well, it's very similar to theater in a way where it's very real. The characters are always very grounded and real, and you do get to perform with other actors, which is always fun, and it's great to interact with people during the scenes. I guess the only real difference with theater and the Adventures in Odyssey recordings would be that you still don't have that audience watching, and you still don't have that, like, instant gratification of if a joke lands, you know, everybody laughs because
yeah.
they're behind the glass, and you kind of hear it faintly, but not really. But it's more of an instant gratification thing with theater, but it's very similar.
Now, we first heard this character of Ryan on the Kidsboro episodes where the kids build their own town, and all the kids on that show were played by adults voicing the kids. However, on the new episodes of Adventures in Odyssey, you've been acting opposite kids' voices like Zach Callison, who plays Matthew.
Right.
So is it any different working with adults than working with kids?
Sometimes it's different. I guess the only real difference is sometimes it's tough for me, actually, with the kids because you're always, like, saying, oh, wow, you know, I have to sound really young. I'm never going to sound as young as him. You know, there's no absolute way that I can sound as young as him. And you're kind of, like, worried because, you know, being 10 years older than some of these kids or more, it's tough saying, you know, I'm playing their same age. Uh-oh. Hope the audience doesn't realize that or find out. But I guess that's just an own personal worry. But the kids actually are great. They're great actors. Odyssey does a great job of hiring really, really talented kids.
You've done some TV, as you mentioned, and TV movies. What are some of the things that are different, perhaps, between voice work and on-camera work, again, that might be more difficult being in a studio and just having your voice to rely on?
Yeah, actually, sometimes it is. The mic can pick up such slight subtleties in your voice. Because, you know, people are like, oh, you can just wear pajamas and have to do nothing. Yeah, you could. I mean, appearance doesn't matter, but vocal quality matters a lot. So if you're under the weather a bit and couldn't do the same voice that you did yesterday, that could be a problem if you're doing a series of the same voice over and over and over. That could definitely be an issue. So you have to worry about your health, of course, and your voice. You have to take care of it properly because it is a muscle. You have to stretch it out and do what you need to do to make it have longevity.
When it comes to recording Adventures in Odyssey, what are some of the difficulties that arise, you know, in the studio?
Well, we move pretty fast in Adventures in Odyssey. So that can be pretty difficult because you have to be kind of a speed reader, which I have to say that I'm not really, but I kind of fake it. And I'm also dyslexic, which not many people out there know.
Wow.
So it's tough for me to be reading for long periods of time, but I kind of get through it. And also, Adventures in Odyssey can get pretty emotional. So, and it can also be really funny. So you have to be able to play both the dramatic side of things and, well, as the light side of things.
And what's the most fun part of being on Adventures in Odyssey?
I think the most fun part of Adventures in Odyssey is actually, well, reading great stories for one. I love the stories and the messages it gives. And number two, I think, is the people. The people they get are just awesome. Really good friends. A lot of people I see all the time and stay in contact with, actually, such as like Jess Harnell I see all the time. The people are just great. The people behind the scenes and the people voice acting as well.
Wow.
Very cool. Now, before you were a character on Adventures in Odyssey, you did some voice work with Focus on the Family and The Last Chance Detectives, where you were the main character, Mike. And those shows, I guess, were kind of unusual because you recorded all 12 shows in a week, which is about twice as much as you do with Adventures in Odyssey. Was it super exhausting doing the Last Chance series?
It was really, really fun. I had a great time doing the Last Chance series. Yeah, it's exhausting in a way where, you know, your eyes get a little tired as if you were reading a novel a day, kind of a thing. But other than that, you know, it was just really, really fun to see what was going on, and you really felt connected to the story, and you really wanted to see what was happening next. So it was kind of like reading a book in a way where, oh, I just want to see what happens. And, you know, you're kind of tired, and the words are kind of blurry, but you just can't take your eyes off the page, and you can't wait to see what's going to happen next. You have to do it. And that's kind of how we all felt about it.
Adam, let's talk about Ryan Cummings, your character in Odyssey. Being as this is something of a reboot of Odyssey, some fans are just discovering Ryan. He hasn't been in that many episodes. What can you tell them about your experience with Ryan, who he is, and maybe how the two of you are similar or different?
Well, I think Ryan is a natural-born leader. He's very headstrong, and he's actually a really smart kid, and an athletic kid, which is kind of cool, and I think we share a lot of similar qualities. I try to think of myself as pretty headstrong myself, and I'm athletic. Ryan plays basketball, and in his junior high team, and I also played basketball, actually, all the way through high school, and still play with my friends. I also play a bunch of different sports, like hockey and leagues and such. I think the only difference between Ryan and I is that he is, you know, younger than I am in real life, and hasn't quite experienced all the things that I've experienced yet up until now, but he's getting there, and he's getting there quick.
So do you have any great, you know, junior high basketball stories? Because I'm telling you, that episode where the owl is stolen and you guys have
it's a great episode.
Yeah, it really is funny. And, you know, a learning process for the team as well. Do you have any, you know, junior high war stories on the hardwood there?
Not really stories where anything got stolen or anything, I wish. But I remember that there was a couple times where they would give me nicknames throughout my career in basketball. Okay. The Worm was a big one, kind of like Dennis Rodman, because I have a lot of energy, just in general sense of it. And I tend to get the ball a lot from the defense, or from the offense to the defense, and make the defense offense, if that made any sense. It made sense in my head before I said it.
Yeah, it does to Jesse, because Jesse is actually a middle school basketball coach himself.
Yes, so it's...
Oh,
so,
cool!
So you're the guy who I would have put on the other team's best offensive player, because you just would have frustrated them with your energy and your defense.
Yeah, and I'm also a pure shooter, so that's always nice.
That's right.
I'm a pretty good shot. When you're short, you have to be. Uh-huh. That's what I figure. Especially playing basketball, you got to do something well.
Well, Adam, I just can't thank you enough for, you know, the time you spent with us today, and just the talent, the experience that you bring to Adventures in Odyssey. Just another, you know, example of just the great actors that are part of the show. So thank you so much.
Thanks. I look forward to hearing more of Adam on future Adventures in Odyssey episodes.
Me too. And speaking of the future, I think it'd be fun to hear a clip of this weekend's show.
Let's do it. You can hear Square One on November 20th on the radio or online. Here's a sneak peek.
Nelson says that you're really good at taking things apart and figuring things out. What else have you worked on?
All kinds of stuff. Computers, clocks, hair dryers.
How about the Turbo X300 Laser Blaster pinball machine?
Wow. That's like the motherlode of all pinball machines. The Holy Grail. Nobody ever gets to look inside those things.
Until now.
Meet us at Hagler's Junkyard on Watch Street. Use the door by the back gate, not the front. It has an intercom.
You really have a Turbo X300 Laser Blaster pinball machine? How did you...
4 o'clock this afternoon, and don't tell anybody about this meeting. Got it? Not a word to anyone.
Okay.
The password is Populus Quisnum Partum Quod Constructum.
Come on, Pete. A password can't be a whole sentence in Latin.
I was given the task of coming up with a password, and that's it.
Where did you even learn Latin?
I got a book at home. You want a different password, then you become the password keeper.
Never mind. Okay, Matthew, we'll see you at 4.
What? Wait, I don't get it. What are you guys up to? A Turbo X300 Laser Blaster pinball machine? That's so cool!
You know, hearing about secret clubs makes me think about starting a secret club.
Oh yeah? What's that?
It's the Eat My Wife's Homemade Bread as Fast as You Can Club.
Oh, you're determined to make me want to eat that bread while we're still recording, aren't you?
You know, whatever it takes to get you in the holiday spirit, Bob.
Oh, speaking of the holidays, we've got another upcoming episode to tell our listeners about before we go. It's about Thanksgiving.
Ooh, let me guess. A Thanksgiving Carol?
Good guess, but that episode aired in 1991.
Oh, yeah.
This is an all-new episode called A Thanks-Taking Story.
Ah, my next guess.
Now, this is a crazy story about what happens when the gang gets trapped at wit's end on Thanksgiving, and they tell a story filled with wacky characters, music, and lots of funny references to holiday movies and TV shows. In fact, Jesse, I think that the grown-ups listening to this are going to pick up some details from years of watching some of their favorites on TV that maybe even the children won't get.
Oh, when I was listening to the episode, I was just laughing, you know, all over the place. There were so many little inside jokes.
Yeah, and there are things that I got the second and third time I listened to it that I didn't get the first time.
No, exactly. You could go back and listen to that episode again and again, catching something different. And another thing that I loved was that Harlow Doyle is back at wit's end.
Absolutely. Well, you can hear A Thanks-Taking Story on November 27th, Thanksgiving weekend, online and on the radio. That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Visit us online at witsend.org/podcast, where you can find out all kinds of fun stuff about Odyssey, or give us your favorite homemade bread recipes.
You're killing me. Or call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse. And remember to be thankful that with God in your life, every day's an adventure.
Phew, we're done. Okay, hand me some of that bread.
Here you go.
Oh, that's good.
I know, isn't it?